Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Megan Cullop, along here with Scott Micklin.
Good morning, Megan Cullop. How are you today?
I'm well. It's Friday.
It is Friday. We've made it to another Friday.
Yes.
Yes. It's good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you as always.
Thank you. Thank you and welcome. Good to see you, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Solutions from the Street here on KSJE, when we take a problem and try to find a solution, and it comes from the street. It does.
Thanks for breaking... Yeah. Breaking that down for us.
You're welcome. Yes. You're welcome. That's my job, right?
Yes.
That's what we do. We've talked about this problem before, and so we're kind of talking about it again because it is getting closer and closer to this event, and so that's kind of why we wanted to highlight it again on the show this week, because the need is still great for involvement, both, I think, for volunteers and patients for this event, and so we've kind of gathered a bunch of guests, yourself included,
yes,
to talk about this thing today, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
Mission of Mercy.
Here we are. So let's introduce our guests who are going to help us discuss the solution, correct?
Correct.
Very good. Two local dental professionals who are joining us remotely this morning. They are sharing the same camera. There they are. Good morning. Dr. Jennifer Thompson is joining us, and Dr. Julius Mance once again. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to see you both, and thank you for joining us. And, of course, you are both involved with this New Mexico Mission of Mercy event coming up, and as is Megan Cullop. And so let's begin maybe by talking a little bit about this whole project and this whole gathering. Dr. Mance, I know you were here not too long ago, a few months ago, but give us kind of an overview on this event. It travels around the state, and so it is back in San Juan County again next month for a two-day event, correct?
That's right. And Jennifer is actually the chair of the event this year, so I'm going to let her kind of take the lead and tell you a little bit about it.
Yes, let's do that. I apologize, Dr. Thompson. Go right ahead.
It is a wonderful event. We were both part of it. Julius helped lead it in 2013 when it was in San Juan County last time. So we are so excited to bring it back to San Juan County, the Farmington area. It will be September 23rd and 24th, which is just around the corner, at McGee Park. 100 volunteers to sign up. Not only do we need medical professionals, dental professionals, but we need lay volunteers as well. So if you are willing to volunteer, we want you. This event is a free dental and medical clinic for anybody. No questions asked. We want to treat as many patients as we can. We're going to be offering things from fillings and cleanings, and we're going to be taking out teeth. We'll be doing a limited number of flippers, which is to replace your front teeth temporarily. We'll be doing a lot of wonderful, wonderful things for the community. We'll also have some medical screenings and consultations available. We'll be having vision screenings as well in the parking lot. So it's just a really wonderful event. We hope to treat as many patients as we can. We really need volunteers to sign up. And we have a website you can go to, nmdentalfoundation.org. And it's just a wonderful event.
It really is. In a lot of ways, it's life-changing for many of the individuals that come and get care there. And if you're interested in volunteering, we need people that are literally just going to escort the patients from place to place on the floor so they know where to go. We need individuals that can do interpretation. So if you speak Spanish or Navajo or another language and want to help with interpreting, we need volunteers to help with food service. There's all kinds of things that we need individuals to help do to run this show so that the dentists and the hygienists can actually get in there and do the treatment for the patients. So it's a great opportunity. I know a lot of people in the community volunteered 10 years ago, and we're looking forward to maybe having a number of you come back and help us again. You really can change lives by helping out with an event like this.
It's amazing to see the community come together and, you know, from across professions, like Julia said, interpreters, line monitors, patient registration, data entry. If you don't, you know, want to work with people so much, we have a job for you. If you do want to work with people, we have a job for you. Anything you can imagine, we have a job for you. We need anybody willing to volunteer, and you don't have to volunteer for the whole 2 days either. We have each day split into a shift, so there's really a total of 4 shifts on that Friday and Saturday of September 23rd and 24th. And we even have the opportunity to help set up the clinic on that Thursday before the clinic. So maybe you can't volunteer that Friday or Saturday, but you have a couple hours or an afternoon to help us set up the clinic on Thursday, which would be the 22nd.
And I wanted to talk a little bit, too. I know Megan Cullop is involved with this event as well. You are the volunteer coordinator, are you not?
Chair of the volunteer committee.
Another hat that you wear.
Yeah, procuring lay volunteers.
Okay.
Doing some cool publicity stuff, getting out there.
Very good. And so the need, as the doctors were saying, is really great, right? To get enough people behind the scenes to kind of move people through this 2-day event.
It's exceedingly great. Yeah, we need a lot of hands. So there are a fair number of people that come back year to year, and they travel for this thing. So we need a lot of local volunteers to step up and join. And I can assure you it's going to be a good time, because I tend to make things a good time.
So well, obviously. Anyone who watches these shows knows that's true.
They know that that's true.
Yes.
So, as a person who volunteers on the regular, it is also very fulfilling to see. I'm sure that you get to see the impact immediately of what it does for people. And so I have a coworker that when Mission of Mercy was in Farmington years ago, received a root canal, and it changed. It really did change your life.
Wow.
So something as complex as that.
Very awesome. That's great. Well, and it is life-changing, as we've heard and as we've said before, too. And doctors, I want to come back to you and ask you about this whole process, right? Because, again, this Mission of Mercy was in Farmington a few years ago, but it's really designed to move a large amount of people through the process to get them registered and evaluated and then get them into care or treatment for whatever the case may be. But it's really designed to do that efficiently is, I guess, the word I'm looking for, in order to get so many people who need this dental care through. And that's adults and children and anyone who needs it, correct?
Absolutely. All ages. We treat kiddos. There's no limit to the age. The clinic doors will open at 5:15 on both days, and it's really just a series of moving the patients through the stations. We do, after we register you, we do a medical screening, and then we move you over to what Julius is going to be heading, which is to have a conversation to see, you know, what the patient really needs to have done, what an urgent need might be, and some possibilities that we might be able to help the patient. Yeah. And then we just sort of move them through each area. They get some education on home care and how to take care of their teeth and their mouth. And really focus on their overall health and well-being before they then circulate through the different stations based on what they need. And that's a decision with the dentists that are there to help them, guide them through the process. And we're really there to help the patient sort of work through their most urgent needs, and hopefully we'll be able to treat up to maybe 700 to 900 patients, believe it or not.
Yeah, you know, Scott, you talk about efficiency. Over the years that we've done this from the beginning, we've done close to 10,000 different cases for individuals. So it's a pretty efficient event, and we get things done, that's for sure.
No kidding. Very true.
I have a question. I've been getting a lot of questions regarding the medical side of the clinic. What does that entail at this event?
So anytime you see the dentist, we always go through your medical history, any pertinent information. We take your blood pressure, all those good things. And we are doing that at this clinic. In addition to that, we have a medical department that will be available for consultation, education, some other screening items. If you feel like there's something that could be addressed in an urgent care setting, that would be something that we could do at this clinic. So something that doesn't really require a lot of follow-up, but might require just a consultation with a health provider, we'll be able to do that for you. And also be able to direct you to some other community resources for follow-up care. And like I said, vision screenings as well, I think, or hearing screenings. I think we're still working that part out. But yeah, we'll have medical professionals on site for things other than dental care as well.
You know, a lot of things get picked up in the dental office for individuals that gets referred to their physician later on. So diabetes is a big one, high blood pressure. And so we'll be monitoring all those vitals of those individuals. And if they have something that's not quite what we would expect or not right, we can refer them immediately to a physician to take a look at that, and then they can further evaluate what that patient might need and give them referrals for later on. So it's a way to integrate the two together, make sure that we're taking care of the patient as a whole and not just their oral care as well.
And this two-day event, as we've mentioned, is going to be happening later in September at McGee Park, which is probably the only place large enough to handle the capacity of volunteers and patients who'll be showing up. And it really is kind of a first-come, first-served type of an event. Folks don't need to make appointments or anything like that, do they, doctors?
So it is a first-come, first-served event. And like I said, the clinic doors open at 5:15. And in that respect, it's a first-come, first-served. This year, which will be the first time we're doing this for the past 10 years that we've been doing Mission of Mercy, but we are offering the ability for patients to go online and request an appointment as well. So that also is on the website as at nmdentalfoundation.org, and you just click the patient appointment request link, and patients can request an appointment that way. But absolutely, it's first come, first serve. Come stand in line. If you're willing to wait in line, we want to be able to treat you.
Got it. Very good. And in the past, of course, as I mentioned, right, this has been open to patients of all ages, right? You see children who show up, you see parents who show up, you see adults who show up, seniors who show up. I mean, and you have the facilities there and the doctors there really to deal with a lot of different types of patients who are presenting different types of conditions, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. And another thing to point out is we don't ask for any paperwork at all. We don't care what your income level is. We don't care whether you have a green card or a blue card or whatever you need. You come and we will take care of you.
If you're willing to stand in line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And doctors, let me ask you too about dental care, you know, these days, just regular dental care. I think, you know, maybe there are a lot of people in our community who don't have access to regular dental care, whether they can't afford it or haven't found a provider, or maybe their job doesn't provide that type of benefit, or what have you. So are you seeing people maybe that have not seen a dentist in over 6 months, over a year, over 2 years? Are those some of the folks that come in to see you at an event like this?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the case. You know, we would hope that there was an ability for every single person in our society to have the ability to get all the medical and dental care that they needed. That's not the case, unfortunately. And so events like this help us to catch some of the people that fall through the cracks and help those people out when we can.
And we know it's not the solution. You know, there's a lot of reasons and barriers why people might not be able to see the dentist. But this is definitely something where we feel is so valuable for the community and an option for those patients to be able to be seen.
And a way for us to give back and help those people out.
Definitely.
Yeah, that was going to be my question, is about how you guys feel getting to use your skills in this way. What does it do for you?
It's a really wonderful opportunity and event. I think you'll find that dentistry is a very giving, generous, and passionate profession, and people in dentistry love to have the opportunity to give back to the communities they serve. And this, you'll see, is a great opportunity for us to do that and to get together and be able to help.
And a lot of times, as dental professionals, we are sort of in our own little office, or maybe you have a big office, but it's a little bubble, and it's so fun and rewarding to be able to get together with other professionals in this huge setting, and that huge McGee Park area and all come together at the same time and really help serve our patients. It's so fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. Absolutely.
And Dr. Thompson, I want to ask you a little bit about, you know, the work that you do and, of course, your colleagues do, and how important I think just even having a smile is for a lot of people, from self-esteem and things along that line. We hear a lot, and maybe for folks who have dental problems that are visible, they don't like to smile maybe as much as they used to because of that. And some of the work that you are doing, I know, can maybe correct some of those things or help folks. We have a lot of, I think, pictures too to show in a moment here of some patients who've gone through some work and they seem to be pretty happy about the results.
Well, the Mission of Mercy Clinic is an event of our New Mexico Dental Association Foundation, which is the charitable arm of our New Mexico Dental Association. And really one of our missions is to help create healthy smiles. And this event really is a testament to that mission, because we, like Julia said, can really change lives. We've often seen patients from all ages missing one or two front teeth. And you can imagine how you would be really self-conscious when you smile, maybe when you're going to speak in front of other people, or maybe when you're going for that job interview even. Yeah. And that's one service that we are able to offer at our Mission of Mercy event is flippers. And that really will help them sort of close that gap temporarily. And that smile might make the difference in how they feel and how they're able to go out to the world and maybe apply for that job, or maybe get the self-confidence to do something else that they've been really wanting to do. So stories like that are really life-changing. Remove pain. I mean, get a patient out of pain. You know, a patient who maybe has been postponing treatment for whatever reason. Maybe they've been having a little dental anxiety even.
Right.
We're going to have someone on site to help coach them through that. Getting patients out of pain, that's also one of our goals. We don't want anyone to delay getting dental treatment to wait for this event, but if the timing is right and you're feeling like you're having a dental emergency around this September 23rd, 24th event, we would love to see you.
I mean, Jennifer makes a lot of good points. We have seen numerous, I can't count how many times we've seen people apply for and get that job because they've changed their smile, or apply to and go to school because they've changed their appearance and now they feel comfortable going out again, or to get them out of pain. Oral pain is some of the worst discomfort and pain that you can imagine. And you can also imagine that if you can't smile and you can't speak, you can't eat correctly, those things affect your life. So changing those things truly do change people's lives. We're not just saying that, it really does.
Understood. And Dr. Mance, you mentioned traveling around the state to some of the other other events that have been held, of course, and that you've been treating in total, right? More than 10,000 New Mexico residents and folks at these various events that do travel around the state. And so it's back in Farmington and San Juan County this year, but it does travel throughout the state. And so, again, it's really important, I think, again, and for the Dental Foundation to be able to spread this around to all the populations of our state, because we do have a very rural state and not everyone does have access to dental care. Is that one of the reasons why you're involved?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly right. And we've had the opportunity, Jennifer and I, at least, to go to every single one of these Mission of Mercy throughout the state. We've been to Las Cruces and Albuquerque and Santa Fe and Rio Rancho and here in Farmington, of course. So we do travel around the state. We do need venues that are large enough to support us. We also have another event called a mini mom that we do in smaller areas, but these big moms, we tend to stay in those regional areas where we have sufficient facilities to support us. But we do travel around. And after Farmington, I'm sure we'll go back. I think we're going to Santa Fe after that. So, yeah.
And we have, and I think Megan mentioned, volunteers from all over the state come because they get hooked on volunteering for Mission of Mercy. I think we call ourselves Mission of Mercy groupies,
right?
Because once you do one, you seriously are hooked, because it's such a great feeling to help other people with good friends.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful feeling.
It's a big event.
Well, and I want to ask a bit more about the volunteer component of this, too, because I know the deadline is coming up, right, for folks to sign up and be part of that volunteer army, small army of folks
yes.
you need.
Yeah. Yeah, it's September 5th, so get on it. That's encroaching upon us.
Right, and so you can do that online,
you
right?
You can, nmdentalfoundation.org.
Okay. Very good. We're showing a longer address on the screen, but it'll get
They'll
you to the same place.
They'll yeah. both take you there.
Yep. But that's how you would do it. Just sign up. And then you can, again, we've heard about some of the different jobs that you have, and some are more
yeah.
interacting with the patients than others, correct?
Yeah. And some are yeah. heavy liftings, like set up and tear down,
right.
or like Julius mentioned, hospitality, or tons of patient check-in duties
yeah,
to do.
Literal heavy lifting in there.
There's some
yes.
Yeah, so if you're in need of some weight training that morning or that evening, then
right.
come and join.
Or the next day.
Or the next day, right. So
there you go. And again, I think it's important to stress the need for these interpreters, right? These folks that maybe have a second language skills to be able to interpret patients who are showing up, to be able to explain what's going on.
Right. And so when you sign up, you can either choose a specific job that resonates with you, or you can just throw your name in the hat generally, and you'll be given a duty that morning, that day.
Got it. Doctors, I mean, being able to have translators has to be really important, right, to understand a patient if there is a language barrier?
Absolutely. It's a necessity.
Very, very good. And so, again, the deadline is coming up on the
September 6th.
5th, pardon me. Okay.
Yeah.
The 5th to get signed up.
That's right.
We will offer a limited number of on-site registration if for some reason you aren't quite sure if your plans will allow you to be there, but we definitely encourage you to go online and make that registration. You'll have a name tag that's pre-made. We'll have shirts for our volunteers. So it helps us plan ahead of time as well. So like Megan said, please go online. If you want any information, all of it's online on that website as well.
Yeah, and to have enough food for everybody.
Yeah, that's right? True, because we're going to feed our volunteers. Yeah. Yes.
There you go. That's a sign of a successful event.
That's
when
really
your volunteers
why I signed
get
up.
Get
yeah.
fed.
That's why I signed up.
But,
yeah.
But that is important. And I would think that for a lot of folks, doctors that maybe, you know, again, who don't realize the number of people who don't have access to dental care, or maybe the numbers of folks who are traveling. Again, this is in San Juan County, but I know you're not going to turn anyone away if they're there in line at 5:15 or before. They'll get in to see a provider. And so I think maybe folks are maybe surprised at the numbers of people that show up to events like this just because these services are available to them.
Right.
And like we said, doors open at 5:15, and
yep.
we have had people stay the night in line.
Oh, yeah.
That has happened at events in the past. But, you know, we don't advertise a closing date because obviously we're basically operate into capacity. We have a limited number of volunteers and supplies, so come early. You know, we'll have a little bit of line entertainment for our patients,
right.
provided. We'll be passing out water because, you know, who knows what the weather will be like
yeah.
in September.
Yeah,
we never know.
It could be raining.
It could be.
That's true. I think the last time it was raining, if I remember correctly, a little bit of a flood out there, maybe. But
we are positive it will not happen again.
Okay. What are the odds? That's right. But you'll be prepared, it sounds like to me, for whatever. So that's important. And doctors, has anyone, and I'm sure someone has, and maybe you don't have these figures available, but has anyone put pen to paper on the amount of services that are provided to these patients in these two-day events? I imagine it's got to be astronomical.
So in the past 10 years that we have been doing Mission of Mercy throughout the state, we've provided over $7 million in donated dental treatment.
I guess I was right. Astronomical is the word. It was $7 million, but that's amazing. And again,
it's really the largest charitable event in New Mexico.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be, yeah, I'm sure it is. And again, for all of the professionals like yourselves that are donating your time and talents for these patients too, that adds into it, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very, very good. Well, we are just about out of time this morning, everyone. And I just wanted to give everyone a final chance to say a few words about the event that's coming up, of course, the importance of volunteering. I think it really shows us coming together as a community to be able to put on an event like this and really help our fellow neighbors and citizens who are in need of some of this care. So doctors, let me start with you, if you don't mind. Dr. Thompson, again, thank you for being chair of this event this year and for all the work behind the scenes that I'm sure we don't know near enough about, all the work that you've done to make this happen.
Well, like I said before, it is truly a team effort. There's another co-chair, Dr. James Cole, Dr. Julius Manns. I mean, there are so many dentists and health and professionals who come together to make it possible. Without them, without our volunteers, this event would not be possible. So I just want to thank them, as well as any volunteer who's planning to attend, because this event, we almost need as many volunteers as we to treat patients. Yeah. So like I said, what we really need is for you guys to come out and volunteer, and also to help spread the word to your family, to your friends, to your colleagues, your community, that we want patients. We want to be able to treat patients, and also to spread the word about them to volunteer as well. So we're just really excited.
Yeah. If you want to have an opportunity to help your community, to help the people in your community, and to have a fun time doing it, volunteer for Mission of Mercy. It is an incredible event. I guarantee it, you'll be amazed. So come out and volunteer.
Very good. Well, doctors, we thank you very much for joining us this morning. Megan and I are thrilled that you were able to join us to put the show together. We wanted to get it on before the deadline, of course, to get the word out about the volunteers. Megan, Miss Volunteer Chair.
Well, you want a final parting thought from me?
I do.
I'm just going to echo what the docs said, really, which is it's going to be well worth your time. If you have time, give it. And I don't think you'll regret that.
No, I think that's true. Yeah. Very true. That's right. There you are. Very good. Well, Dr. Jennifer Thompson, Dr. Julius Manns, again, thank you for your time this morning, both of you. It's great to see you, and thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you very much. And we appreciate them being here. And you too, Megan Collip, Volunteer Chair.
Yeah.
Right?
Super fun.
You got to get a small army of folks together,
I think,
right?
I think I get a vest, too.
I wouldn't be surprised. I would think you would want a vest. So good for you.
I mean, yeah.
That's good.
You got a name badge, a vest.
Right. So excellent. Yeah. And again, the website is on the screen. You can certainly search for it, New Mexico Dental Association Foundation. And it is the Mission of Mercy event coming up in September here at McGee Park.
McGee Park.
Sign up.
Going to transform that rodeo park into a dental clinic.
Yeah, it'll look very different from this week when it's the fair.
I know, County Fair Week.
Yeah, but that'll be good. So very, very wonderful. Well, another solution from the street.
That's right.
There you go. And this has been last time this event was here, we saw that a lot of people came through, a lot of life-changing, procedures done, and people were, being evaluated by the doctors. And so it's a great effort, and that it moves around the state, I think, is great to get this care to other parts of the state too.
Absolutely.
So that's important. But let's talk about, what else is coming up? If folks have an idea for a solution from the street, they can always reach out to us, can't they?
We'd love to hear from you. KSJE at sanjuancollege.edu.
Send us an idea.
Drop us a line.
Yeah. A solution.
Please do.
A problem.
Yeah. If you have suggestions, we would love to highlight these things. So
right.
Send us ideas.
Exactly. There are plenty of solutions out there. We know about many of them, but we may not know about all of them.
I think we probably only know about a fraction of them.
Okay. Well, we'll change that. We'll try to change that. But we could use your help. That's why we're saying that.
Yes. So
drop us an email and let us know what your thoughts are for our program Solutions from the Street. Now, next week, we'll be back again, Megan and I, with another program. That's interesting. Yeah. We kind of go back and forth, don't we?
The free flow-in program where anything at all that you find interesting that day, you can call in. Didn't we decide it's the only call-in show?
I don't know
locally?
Of any other local call-in show we have in San Juan County. So I think we can say safely that it is the only call-in show that you can just come in and kind of speak your mind.
Yes.
With whatever's interesting in your world.
Yes.
It doesn't even be from that day. It could be from the last 2 weeks, because we do the show every 2 weeks.
Right.
So if something happened the day after the last show,
Tell us about it.
Yeah. That's what we want. That's what we want to hear. So that's interesting. Next Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. right here on KSJE and on all of our streaming platforms. You can watch the show on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter. Listen to it online. Ask your smart speaker. You can listen to us make Alexa play us back for you.
Yes.
You know?
Oh my gosh. I love it. Alexa, play KSJE.
That she does it. And she does it, right?
She does it.
There you go. So that's how to do it. And then the other mention today, tomorrow.
Radio Free Tomorrow. Saturday morning.
Tomorrow. No, that's Annie. Sorry. That's the song.
Oh.
No.
Sorry.
The other show.
Well, we had you had your opening night.
I did.
President Roosevelt.
I did have opening night. We had opening night last night at the Farmington Civic Center. I am part of the Annie production. Thank you for mentioning it. We'd love to see you all there. You're going to come. You didn't come last night.
No.
But you're going to come.
I'm going to come.
All right.
I got to see you.
And then you give a review on the show, maybe.
Ooh.
That would be interesting.
That would be interesting.
Wouldn't it? Okay, see?
That would be interesting.
Yeah, we'll see. No pressure. But thanks to all that came out last night. We hope to see you, to support local theater. I'm grateful to be a part of the small part of this very talented cast and crew. So
yes.
Anyway, but you have your own show tomorrow
right.
that I'm not even a part of. I don't even get to be a guest host. Nothing.
Well, you can
never
always
get a call.
It's an open standing invitation.
Is it? Really?
Yes. Because
I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah, but it is. I'm not sure that you have the same music drive necessarily.
My eclectic music mix is different from yours.
Yes.
I would say.
Which is okay because I accept all types.
Right. There you go.
But tomorrow we have a special treat because we have a special guest host.
Okay.
So.
Whom is that? Can we say?
Stacy Sandell.
Oh.
Local yoga teacher.
All right.
And birth doula. And neither
both
one
work
of
those, well on the radio.
Both work well on the radio. Neither one of those are really discussed because it's music oriented.
Oh, okay.
But you know, it's always fun when I have a guest host. It's just another person to volley off of, and it should be interesting to just hear another voice with me. So.
Not a theme of like birthing music.
No, not a theme of birthing music.
All right, not this time.
We don't really this time. We don't really have a theme. It's kind of guest host choices.
I see. All right.
So,
all right.
Yes.
So whatever Stacy likes
is what's on the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
That could be eclectic.
It ended up being pretty eclectic.
Oh, nice. Yeah. All right. So that's tomorrow, everyone, from 9 to 11 here on KSJE, Radio Free, Saturday morning with your host, the one and only Megan Cullough.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's me.
So there you are every week. So wonderful. All right. Well, I think that wraps up the show.
I think so. It's been a good show.
It has been a good show. We really appreciate our guests showing up and being with us to explain the nitty-gritty of this event. You are involved with it, too. So thank you for your involvement, because I know that takes away from your other stuff that you like to do.
Yeah, it's you know, but I always like to have a project going on.
Well, that's true.
So this is
knowing
a project.
You. Yeah, right.
And then after this, there's another project already in the wings.
Oh, is there now?
Yeah,
okay.
United Way campaign.
Oh, sure.
We might have to get those ladies on.
I think we could.
Yeah.
That's definitely a solution from the street.
Yeah.
So we'll do it. Okay. Noted.
Note it.
There you go. That'll be a crazy show, though, because you and those two.
It gets a little crazy.
Yeah.
We feed off each other.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You'll have a hard time handling it.
I have to watch the volume is how much fun it is. But yes, that'll be great. Yeah. So, all right, everyone. Thank you for joining us this morning. We hope you have a great week and a safe week. We will see you next week here on Friday for That's Interesting with Scott and Megan. Have a good week, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.
KSJE is proud to support the Summer Terrace Concert Series. The Summer Terrace Concert Series at the Farmington Museum, 3041 East Main Street, Saturdays this summer from 6 to 7:30 p.m. KSJE is proud to support the San Juan Medical Foundation's 42nd Annual Walkathon, Saturday, September 17th. The Walkathon is the Foundation's premier annual event, the fundraising effort that supports the Connolly Hospitality House and the San Juan Medical Foundation's mission of enhancing the health and well-being of people in the Four Corners community. Register to walk, sponsor a walker, or make a donation at sanjuanmedicalfoundation.com.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.